Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football and Fun Friday, as you can tell by the crosstalk. Mm-hmm. Again, brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. All right, let's get going on this Football Friday. You know the deal. That's John Lopez over there. Very, very much just basking in the fact that he owns a lot of things that
I'm not basking. Trust me,
no,
I'm
it
not
sounds
basking.
Like you are. It does indeed. You were very proud to let it be known that you can make your own sausage at the house.
It's the best way.
I don't agree with that, but you know what? I don't have time to argue that. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos with the hair down on a Friday. That's how you know we're ready to have
it's
fun
a
with
Friday
this.
Now.
Yeah, man, go ahead and stretch
it's
out.
It's a Friday now.
Let's have fun with
Look
this.
Out, Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's have a lot of fun here. You also get involved on the Football Friday Fun. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Go ahead and do that for me right now. Whatever you want. Just send in a message so I know that you're there. It's calming for me.
He's not a happy person. He needs it.
I've said it multiple times. But I am happy about the Mokarem Injury Lawyers and them giving us the live streams. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and the Twitch chat 610 Houston, John Lopez, were you as fascinated as I was listening to Nick Haley talk this week? I feel like this is actually an every week occurrence.
Yes, it is.
And sometimes it's a morbid curiosity, mm-hmm. to be entirely honest. It doesn't always come from the best place if I'm going to be real.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is of great importance and intrigue to me, especially as we get further along in this process with these Houston Texans. And it feels more and more like this defense can hold it down to the degree of a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You wonder, what is the other side of the coin going to do? And so we keep looking at the offense, and namely, we keep looking at Nick Haley.
Yeah, here we are, second week of December, and we're still talking about playing cleaner, getting to the line faster, the offense clicking. And I'm not – I guess I'm kind of complaining. I don't mean to complain. I think where I landed on this
is – bleep it, let's complain.
Yeah, let's go ahead and complain. But I think where I landed on this, and I don't know where you are, is, all right, we know it's been forever. You know, it's December. If you can't get it going this week, can you get it going? Will you ever be able to get it going?
713-572-4610. It feels like the answer is no. You know what the weird thing is as I'm gearing up for this week, one of the things I like doing is I like checking in with, you know, some other national folks that cover football, especially the dorks that really cover it in a way that speaks to me, two of those being Mina Kimes, Ben Solak. They were talking about this game, and they both seemed to be like, yeah, the Cardinals actually defensively in the pass game, like, you know, not as bad as you would think. And I keep going, I'm looking at all underlying metrics, and I'm like, I didn't feel like that's the case.
No, it's not the case.
Maybe I misheard them or misunderstood them. And so it feels like this should be an opportunity to be a little bit of a get right, especially coming off of the heels of you seeing a few flashes is the way that I'll describe it with this offense. Obviously, running the football was, two and a half yards per 2.
carry? 2.6.
Yeah. That was not particularly what you wanted, but it served its purpose, I guess, especially in the waning moments as you're able to just kind of battering ram your way through the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the pass game showed some flashes, right? Making some plays off schedule, seeing the continued development of Jaden Higgins as a foil to Nico Collins. You wonder, and can you push that forward, especially against a defense like the Cardinals that isn't great? They have their things, right? It's an NFL team. They have their things, especially when they start dialing up disguised blitzes and things of that nature. But it feels like this should be the time where you come out and put it on the table. And if you don't do it here, I don't know. I mean, like, the Raiders feels like part two.
Yeah.
You have the Chargers headed up, and that's a team that actually is clearly better than this Cardinals team, even if you go, I don't know exactly what team shows up on any given occasion, or I don't know how great they are. And then the Colts, like, we know that's a team that's admirable, if not necessarily, set up for super success right now. Yeah, I don't know what the better occasion is for you to put your best foot forward than this week versus the Arizona Cardinals at home.
Yeah, and that's why, look, the Texans like to run the ball, and they want to make sure that C.J. Stroud stays upright. Well, the Cardinals gave up 249 yards last week, rushing, 6.9 yards per carry, 6.9 yards. I mean, come on.
Nice. That is indeed nice.
If you can't establish the run against the Cardinals, and oh, by the way, you talk about dialing up blitzes, the Cardinals ranked 28th in scoring defense and have just 24 sacks for the season. For the year, I think that's seventh or eighth worst. So what I'm saying is, if you can't do it now, are we going to be in like, well, let's go defense?
That, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you will, I think. And we've heard enough, and we've heard it a lot, the idea of, well, we've got to carry our own weight, in essence.
Yeah.
This is the moment for you to prove that you can. And I see you on the text line immediately jumping up, 281 and 832, to the same idea. 832 says, don't jinx us with the get right nonsense from the 281. The overconfidence is completely unwarranted. Well, to the idea of jinx, I am amazed that you think I have that kind of power.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, if I had that kind of power, I'd have a lot more money in my pocket
and
right now.
And are we overconfident? We're asking the question.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think that this is the antithesis of overconfidence. This is like, hey, man, if not now, when? Because there's been a lot of instances where we look at this offense and we go, all right, can we see something? And to the large degree, we haven't been able to see a lot, right? Mm-hmm. They've been able to do just enough in some of these instances. And it's like, can you be average? Can you even show us a little bit above average in a circumstance that might be situated for you to do it? That is the question that we're asking. And I don't think we're asking it in a definitive way either. I don't know that we're asking it in such a way where we go, yes, the answer is definitely yes. The answer is, I don't know, let's see. Yeah.
And I guess let's hear from Kaylee, because I guess when I listen to him speaking, you're hopeful, but it's just, how many times have we heard this?
Yeah, I think playing clean football consistently, eliminating pre-snap issues, like we have to rid ourselves of that, and you can't, again, we've had too many of them happen for too many weeks now. We got to clean that stuff up to give ourselves a chance to really, stay on schedule, play well. And I think, still want to continue to move the needle in the red area for sure. Same thing on third downs. Short yardage has been a point of emphasis. So those things, I think, across the board, want to improve on everything. But I think first and foremost, not beating ourselves, especially prior to the ball being snapped.
That you want to know what the question was that was there? What do you feel like your offense still needs to unlock? Which is somewhat an aspirational question,
yes.
Right? Like, and I get it. Nick Kaylee especially, but I think coaches in general tend to be, very locked in on where they are and what the game plan is for a given week. In fact, Frank Ross was talking about that, and he kind of a little bit disparagingly for himself was like, look, my brain ain't big enough to be able to worry about anything other than this week, which I found to be charming, as Frank Ross typically is. And so that might be the factor here, but the idea that he jumps in and he's like, what do you need to unlock? Just being all right, just being clean, just getting done what we can get done, right? Focusing on the things that we can impact. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like, there was two parts of me. One of those was like, hey, we can't dream bigger. But also second part was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you can unlock that, can you just find a way to be normal, right?
It's
can
week
you just
15.
Find a way to be okay?
It's week 15. So, you know, if, you know, getting it done now, and I'm not saying, you know, we saw some stuff. You touched on it earlier. We've seen a few things better. We've talked about them this week. Obviously, there's hope in how C.J. Stroud is, you know, sort of embracing the offense. But again, you're facing a defense that lets you run all over them and really doesn't pressure the quarterback a lot outside of a couple of blitzes.
Especially when you want to be a running team. Well, yeah. And the only thing about it is you mentioned this from the perspective of last week, and I don't know if we can do to just be like the Los Angeles Rams, man. Like, well, I don't know if we could do that. That is a very good running team as well mm-hmm. as just one of, if not the best teams in the NFL right now.
That's true, but they also are on a 5-game losing streak in which they're averaging.
Who, the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're averaging giving up more than 35 points a game. That's not just the Rams.
No, you are.
They're giving
up
35 points a game over the last 5 weeks. So then Kaylee was asked about, you know, how you prepare for, you know, getting this thing right.
I mean, you know, we want to run the football better. I think, you know, getting back on track. And I felt like in the third quarter, we just couldn't really get out of our own way to start the drives. And, you know, certainly we got to do a better job. I got to do a better job, coaches, players, everybody. But we just could never get going. I mean, the three and outs are, you know, we don't want that. So starting better on first and second down, which we did not do. We did that in the first half. And we were able to move the ball and keep it going. But in the third quarter, it was certainly a lull. And drive starters, positive plays, you know, fundamentals, playing with good fundamentals so we don't have any negative runs or anything like that, good pass protection, all those things really boils down to fundamentals. But getting off to the right start each drive is imperative for our success, for sure.
It's just fundamental football mm-hmm, stuff mm-hmm. in week 15 of the National Football League yeah, season, right? Yeah. That is where exactly I come back to the idea that, hey, there's not confidence. We still got the coaches talking mm-hmm. about fundamental things to get this thing to the place. So, yeah, especially also in a game where, with all due respect to the Cardinals again, mm-hmm. I think your defense is going to give you even more ample opportunities. Like, this isn't yes. the same. This isn't the same circumstance that you're talking about with, like, the magician that is Patrick Mahomes. Even though you were able to really limit him, mm-hmm. he still ran for 60 yards and was able to pick up some first downs at times. I do wonder if the Cardinals are going to be able to, like, I feel like they're going to have some three and outs or some instances where the ball is turned over quickly
right.
back to the offense. So I feel like you're going to have opportunities ahead of you. Like, you're going to have shots and chances to go at this defense that, as you rightfully noted, is not great at stopping the football, that's allowed a lot of offense. If not this week, when is the question that we're ultimately asking? And it feels like never, right? Like this,
yeah.
You got the remainder of the season, which isn't the like most difficult, but you've got the remainder of the season. Then you're playing big boy playoff football, man. Mm-hmm. So you got to, it's got to show up here. You've got to be able to execute well. Like, I don't even know what you'd be particularly afraid of in this instance. But also, to be fair, I think that this would be an interesting challenge for you to see. Can you, are you going to be good at getting up to the line? C.J. Stroud in particular, getting up to mm-hmm. the line and diagnosing what that defense is bringing, especially if they're doing sim blitzes or trying to disguise what they're doing. This is a game where we need to focus on making sure that we get that right, because if you don't get it right here, you've got games down the stretch that are going to make it so that that gets tough.
And you hit on the thing that I think is going to be very important to watch. How many possessions does the offense get? Because I think you're right. You can talk about the magic of Patrick Mahomes. There's been magic of Jacoby Brissett against this organization over the years. I don't think that's the case. Sunday. But
knock on wood.
Go ahead. Okay. I think you're going to have a lot of three and outs forced by the Texans defense, which means 9, 10, 11 possessions. This isn't going to be one of those where you only get a handful, you know, here and there to try to make the most of it. You're going to get your chances, and if it doesn't work, because we're talking about how this team moves forward beyond the regular season. And with this offense, if you're in week 15 and you can't improve it, then the hopes for the postseason have to be minimized.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Even though we're looking at a defense that we think could be a carrying type defense, we've talked about it a lot, right? The idea of the offense got to add in some. Mm-hmm. And this is a day where if you can't add in here, then I'm going to be pretty disappointed in what they have there. Will they be able to do it? Let's find out. Sunday, noon, right here. You'll hear this on Sports Radio 610. 9 a.m. is when things get started with Sean and Seth, as a Texas Countdown will get you ready for the action here at NRG Stadium. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, getting going on a football Friday, but there was actually some basketball. First time in a long time for your Rockets at Toyota Center. And the end of this game was an absolute mess. Was it an encouraging win? Let's talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you in the great city of Houston or wherever else you may be listening. Appreciate you making us a part of your day. Us being John Lopez right there. I'm Reginald Atatula, and then Figgy Fig on the ones and twos.
With his hair down.
Yeah, with his hair down.
That's a big day.
Is it? I mean,
that's a big day.
It's notable.
Is it?
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't gonna go that far, but it is notable.
You're feeling it a little bit.
I don't really like having it down.
Really?
Because it get all in the way.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Whenever I'm trying to eat, it get all in the food and all that. So I usually just have it up and out the way.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair, Lopez.
That's a nice shirt you got on, Reggie.
Appreciate it.
You look like you about to go to church or something, man.
Going to a graduation here later today.
Okay.
It's graduation season, you know?
That was about to be my second answer. It looked like you on somebody's graduation.
Yeah. I am indeed. Yeah. It's a weekend of graduations for your boy. Going and appreciating and celebrating the folks who get something done. Hopefully, come Monday, we can do something similar for the Houston Texans offense in particular. And they can not just obviously do enough for them to win the game. I don't think that's even very much this weekend. I think it's, however, the goals that they have are not just, all right, do enough so that the defense can carry you over the line. I think that they want to be able to be legitimate contributors, and this is going to be a week where put up or shut up. Like, this should be an opportunity for you to show that you're a legitimate contributor to what this team at large is going to do. Now, away from that, though, we got an actual basketball game for the first time in half a week. It felt like, not even felt like, in actually
They're
half
back
a week.
From spring break.
Yeah. And then it's your favorite type of feel where it's like, They have Thanksgiving break and then fall break. That's what it feels like the Rockets had. Like they had like 4 days off before this game. They'll have another 4 days off or something to that effect after this game. But in the midst of that, you had a 7 p.m. tip versus the Los Angeles Clippers where James Harden returned to the Toyota Center. And, I mean, the game itself was up and down, back and forth, but the end of this game was an absolute mess, John Lopez.
It was fun. It was wild. The ball was bouncing everywhere. Full disclosure, I was in and out, obviously watching some football as well. But I did catch the end, and, you know, I actually, at the very end, I wouldn't forget, I jotted down a few things. And
I jotted down the whole sequence.
You jotted down the whole sequence.
I needed to.
Go through it for us.
Oh, I don't need to go through the entire sequence now, do I? But the end was a mess. Mm-hmm. And the question I have is just, was that an encouraging win?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got a win in a tough circumstance against a team that has talent, admittedly, even if they are underperforming their talent this season. With the Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Ivica Zubac, who I saw him on the floor, and I was like, oh, yeah, I love watching him play. That size that he just demonstrates in the middle and his ability to rebound the basketball, which, as we know for this team, like the superpower is the offensive rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've seen people talk about this as some level of statement win, and that's the thing where I go, interesting,
really?
Because in the final couple minutes of this game, you had up and down where Alperen Şengün was going. They were putting the ball in his hands to end the basketball game. And I'm not saying putting the ball in his hands, like get him in the top of the key. And then he was walking it up. They're clearing out the space and going, hey, you versus that center over there, go do things. Some instances where he absolutely schooled Ivica Zubac. But then you had a play where James Harden comes over, steals the ball from him. They go the other way, and Zubac gets fouled. You know, and then Harden gets a catch and shoot three to tie the game at 110. Then you get an instance where Reed misses a three, it taps around. And shout out to Amen Thompson, who had a fantastic game.
Oh, I'll get to that's one of the things
with
I
the
read
strong put back through the foul. You get another Ivica Zubac down in the paint. You foul him again. Yeah, they're only down two. Jabari Smith Jr. gets fouled on the offensive fouls on an offensive rebound to get his fifth. They challenge this one. It doesn't go their way. So that's the coaching making challenging decisions.
Yeah.
Inbound comes in, and Kawhi Leonard, offensive foul. Thankfully, we're going the other way, so it doesn't hurt you too bad. Houston inbounds the ball. Holiday fouled. He goes to the line, and then only makes one free throw. You're not making your free throws down the stretch. That's another thing that shows up in this game because there's a couple of instances. Şengün also steps to the line a little later, only makes one or two. Thankfully, the Clippers were more unserious in this game with Nick Batum stepping on the end line as he's trying to inbound the basketball. And thankfully, the Rockets end up with a 115-113 game without getting to all of the details of it. But was the Amen game the biggest thing of this for you? Was it the fouls and the way that this went from the officiating standpoint? Was the missed free throws? What was the big thing for you here?
The big thing for me, and you mentioned some people are saying, was this a statement win?
Yeah.
I want to know who these people are because it was a good win. Simply because of how they ended up finishing it against a team, which, by the way, you did get the best version of the Clippers. They were rested. They hadn't played either.
Saturday. Both teams last played Saturday.
In a while. It's an old lineup, so they probably benefited from the rest, you know, significantly. I think it's the oldest starting lineup in the NBA.
It might be.
Yeah, it's up there for sure. So I would call it a good win. Statement win. The only thing that you could maybe squint your eyes and talk about is Amen. You know, that was my big takeaway. I think he had eight assists, one turnover, which, you know, you can't ask for more than that. But they were missing threes like crazy. Ultimately, what, 12 for 34, I believe, is what the Rockets were. What were they on?
From three-point range,
they were missing threes.
They were 14. Oh, no, that's wrong. 12 of 34, you're right. 35%, which Not the worst for them, and I mean it's kind of surprising that they took 34 threes is really the bigger thing. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Aaron Holiday who in addition to like obviously being a professional point guard type player, he's kind of served as a spacer for this team, just a knockdown shooter because he's got real good range.
I know Amen missed a couple of corner threes that I can remember, but I thought he was really good overall. I would call it a good win because you got this thing when they were rested. They came with their best. You were at home, you finished all that. But I actually, shout out to Jeff Van Gundy, who was on the floor. This was a JVG win. You know, don't ignore in victory.
Okay.
You know, that's how I would look at it. Don't ignore in victory. They were rushing. And this is just something, you watched every minute of this game, I'm guessing. I watched the vast majority, especially the end, and it looked to me Like they said, we're going to rush Kevin Durant. We're going to get the ball out of his hands. We're going to make somebody knock down some threes. They did knock down, as I said, 12, but they missed a lot of open threes. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones where you're like, all right, how do we adjust to that? How do we make – I think they did with Şengün, as you talked about at the end of the game. I think they did. So it was a good win. There weren't any statements made, in my view.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Well, I think that one of the things that people were annoyed by was the idea that Kevin Durant, outside of the third quarter, had a really lousy game in various ways. But I think that maybe the statement is, this is not just Kevin Durant over here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Maybe.
Which is one of those things that I think we were anticipating, but as the season has worn on and we're about a quarter of the way through the season, surprisingly enough, there was a lot of instances, especially in the last few weeks, where you go, you're leaning a lot on Kevin Durant in what you're doing here. It felt good that you could get the ball to Alper Şengün, and it felt good just to have a men be that dominant on the floor in a game, because it's been something that I've kept an eye on, or that's been, it's like, hey, this Amen Thompson thing doesn't feel as robust as it once did.
But it looked good yesterday.
Last night felt like that.
And he was the one that finished it, you know, and he was the one that was scrappy and doing Amen things at the end. No, it was good. Don't get me wrong on that, but boy, there were some things where I'm like, all right, if I'm Ime Udoka, I'm sure he's making note of some of these things and trying to make the adjustment.
But ultimately, you get the victory, right? Yes. 16-6, you're back in third place in the West. That's the most important thing. But yeah, I don't know if I can call it a statement win, but it was an absolute weird finish. And I think to be fair, we're here on the Houston side of things looking at the Rockets. If there's anybody to get more, I don't know, more hate in this, the Clippers, they are just in an awful way. Like, I think, and I like Ty Lue as a coach. I think he's a very good one, but this looks like
Don't get used to that.
This looks like a, they look like they're in an awful place.
He is
coaching wise.
He is in some hot water.
They're just not organized down the stretch there. And that was telling in the way that this game ended. And maybe that's why this doesn't feel as big, because they did do a lot of throwing the game away over there from the Clippers side of things. But shout out to the Rockets managing to get a win. This is one of those ones that you can, even if you have some negative feelings toward it, you could feel a lot better about it because you got the win and you walk away
from
it.
And you out-rebounded the hell out of them.
You did.
Yeah.
Which, that's a
shout-out.
That's
your calling card.
And that's a shout-out to one, Steven Adams, who I was – we were talking about this, the Mind the Game podcast, where they have Steve Nash and LeBron James talking hoop.
Mm-hmm.
They were saluting the idea of Steven Adams and LeBron. LeBron went as far as to say – He is on game plans. He is maybe the first thing that they look at on game plans is how do you contend with his rebounding? Because the reason why this Rockets team has a top five offensive rating in the league is not because they shoot the ball particularly well from deep. It's because they're getting second and third opportunities.
Yeah.
And when you get a second and third opportunity, it's a layup, which is a high percentage shot, or you're getting fouled, which is a free throw, which is a high percentage shot, or you're getting the kick out three.
Where were they on free throws last night?
They were 17 of 21, 81%.
All right, well. Could be worse.
But they missed the ones that they missed late.
At the end, yeah.
So those are some of the things that they're still working on and getting better at. But I think that it's probably encouraging that you can have whatever complaints you have about those parts of it, and they still manage to get victories in this way. But there you go. Houston Rockets, another win. Somebody said they don't like Şengün bringing the ball up. I like it in spurts, and he shows that he could do it, but he's going to need to grow. And I think that some of it also is I have tried to – get myself to a place where I recall that some of this regular season is going to feel uncomfortable because they need to stretch themselves
yes,
and find different ways to figure things out and find different ways to play basketball.
I kind of like him with the ball in his hands in those situations.
I like it. There was instances where it's like, oh, well, that's a bad rep, a really, really bad rep. But I think the bad reps are necessary to help him get better so that when you get to the playoffs, if you do need to put the ball in his hands, you can feel confident that he has the experience and the comfortability doing it. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I imagine we'll chop up that game from a different perspective when we get a chance to sit in with B. Scott, who will be in at the 11 o'clock hour. But before we get there, let's get to our question of the day, because apparently the city of Houston spends big money on a particular subscription. Are you familiar with this OnlyFans
I see thing? People posting, go to my OnlyFans, go to my OnlyFans.
I bet you do. I bet your algorithm does take
it. We'll talk about it. I've never looked.
I'm sure. But just inspired by that, what makes you throw your money away? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about our vices next. Happy Friday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day here real quick. And let's have a little fun with it, because apparently, where did you see this, in fact? Because I actually saw this, not this in particular, because I saw it from a different publication that I think you did as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess OnlyFans decided to put out some like, end of year wrapped, I guess, on some data that they have. Now, if you're not familiar with OnlyFans, it is a like direct to consumer like a content creation website.
Yeah.
Where, if we're gonna be honest, in the popular cultural context, oftentimes it's people displaying their physical wares.
A lot of women on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So I think just making the rounds. I think you sent us a link as well.
Yeah.
Making the rounds.
It's about that time of the year, too. You start getting a lot of end of year wrap-ups.
Yes.
And
yes.
So you start getting stuff like this. You probably get a Pornhub one.
Mm-hmm.
You start getting stuff like
that. You might get that. I don't know what you're talking about over here.
Oh, yeah. It ain't going to come across your internet.
Yeah. So 20.
OnlyFans will.
Top 20 cities in the world. Top 20 cities in the world that have spent the most money on OnlyFans, which, by the way, before we get to that, I'm not trying to be, you know, whatever, you know,
Jesus Christ over here.
No, exactly.
In the loop, Sports Radio 610.
Because curiosity it's piqued my curiosity as well, but I've never even clicked on it.
Pastor sure. John Lopez. Yep.
Have you guys ever looked at what exactly? It's not like
it's not that hard to like photos, videos. So,
but it's not like porn or anything.
Well, there are instances where absolutely it is.
Now, sure. So I think OnlyFans was created just kind of like not even for this reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I think it was for people who like maybe workout people and okay. stuff like that.
Okay.
You just yeah, direct, like legitimately. That's yeah. why I described it. It's kinda, direct. Are you familiar with Patreon? How course. They do the same thing? Yeah, where it's like somebody has a podcast and you subscribe exactly. to our Patreon and you yeah. get it directly.
That's yeah. exactly yeah. what it was.
But it became.
Yeah, it became because of that reason. Mm-hmm. You know, mainly women and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Posting exclusive content.
I mean, I'm not going to say I haven't been curious, but I kind of know what it generally is. And, sure. and I don't want to, frankly, to our point here on the question of the day, I don't want to waste my money. You know, I don't want to throw my money away.
Fair enough.
You know, yeah.
But apparently
but a lot of people are.
To the tune of $32 million in the city of Houston.
$32 million.
Yeah, these girls out here making bank too, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Ranked 11th in the world behind New York, LA, London, Milan, Sydney, Chicago, Melbourne, Brisbane, Mexico City, and Paris. So where do you just throw it away?
Yeah, where's your money go? 713-572.
Take my money.
4610.
You probably know better.
It seems like there's at least yeah. a few people for whom yeah. OnlyFans would be the answer.
Yeah,
and
is.
I will say, at least personally for me, I will not pass judgment.
Yeah.
But I don't, I'm like in a place in my life financially where I'm trying to kind of stack. So mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of this,
mm-hmm.
but I find that for me, it is just food.
Like, oh, okay.
It's not even like, it's not the...
It's not like stats type of stuff you could subscribe to, like PFF.
Well, you
plus.
Know what? That's actually a great answer because yeah. that is some of it. And mm-hmm. it's not just, you know, subscribing to like NFL Pro so I can watch, you know, All 22 or get yeah. statistics, FTN Fantasy. But it's just all the subscriptions because like mm-hmm. I like soccer. So that means I got to have Peacock. And I got to have Paramount Plus
yeah.
so I can watch those particular games, the games that show up there. And I got Disney Plus so I can make sure I can watch this, you know, this show that I like. And I got Netflix for me and my family because they love watching some. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that is a great answer.
Yeah.
It is all these damn subscriptions. That's where the money is.
Yeah, yeah, that's a
that's where
one.
I throw my money away.
That's a common one.
Yeah, mine, as of late, it has been video games.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And it's crazy, too, because you'll think I'm just this hardcore video game type person. I will be in the moment like, ooh, I got to buy this game. Click.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so easy to buy now because you could just go to the PlayStation app. You ain't got to wait outside of a store.
And you just, boom, gone.
Yeah, I'm looking at it like it's Netflix. Mm-hmm. Just going through different games. Oh, I've never heard of it. Let me buy that.
Yeah.
Don't even play them or anything, man. They just sitting around. It's some game. I had this game. I think it's a some type of Harry Potter game. Hogwarts.
Right.
Yeah.
I had that game for almost a year.
Oh, you haven't even
haven't even downloaded.
So you're like Sean, who's just like, I'll buy this yeah. and then hopefully I'll get to it,
dude. I haven't even downloaded it, man. Yeah. And I got it because it was on sale.
Yeah.
Because at first the game was like
it's on sale.
Yeah. It was like $70, and mm-hmm. then it became on sale. It was on sale for like maybe $40.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, I buy that. I'll just be going through buying it. And don't even be finishing the game.
Yeah. Mine is outside of fishing because I just burn money on fishing. But that's my life. I mean, that's what I love. But outside of fishing, like if I'm looking at a recipe or to make something, usually from another country, like, you know, in the next week, I'm going to be making rock to medisterpulse. Have you ever had
that's
that?
That's not a real word.
Rock
okay.
medisterpulse.
If you say so.
My Norwegian friends will know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a very unique sausage that you make with venison and pork and juniper berries and lingonberry jam and what's the other thing? Oh, Czechoslovakian curing salt. So
you see how he's trying to flex there? Because yeah. we didn't need the recipe.
No,
we really
no,
didn't.
That's my answer. Like, I don't just put salt. I go online and I buy, because that's what the recipe says, Czechoslovakian.
Are you the dude
salt.
That buys?
I don't just use a substitute berry.
Do you buy just seasoning just for the hell of it?
And it stays in the pantry because
you're only making that one.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. I make it once or twice.
My wife got a whole pantry yeah. full of seasonings.
Yes.
She be going to this place called, I think it's Grano or something like that,
mm-hmm.
over off of 45.
Yeah.
She just be in the whole shopping cart full of seasonings.
Yes.
I'm like, what you about to do with this?
Yes. Like, you can go online and say, how can I substitute? What's a substitute for juniper berries? Nope. I go online, I buy juniper berries. It's just a
man,
sickness that
I'll be in there. Salt, pepper, maybe a little slap your mama. Yeah, I'm good.
Nobody's making Cajun sausage. We're making Norwegian sausage. <man. laughs>
I appreciate Alex on the YouTube page saying, spend my money on Texan swag and electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Are you, thankfully for me, mm-hmm. I am not very much of a like team gear guy. I'll throw it on here and
I like
there.
T-shirts more than jerseys.
And even like T-shirts. Yeah, yeah. I won't do a lot of those. Mm-hmm. So that saved me from that. The thing that I maybe got close to at one point, and I had to put myself on a little bit of a cap or a limit, was I started for a minute there buying shoes, but I made it difficult on myself because that can go crazy very quickly. And I was like, if you find shoes that you like for under $100, you can get it. That's what I told myself.
Yeah.
Because, like, let's face it, a good shoe majority of the time, and I'm talking about sneakers, obviously, because you could probably find, like, some just nice shoes for, like, $60, $70. Like, a lot of sneakers nowadays, $120, you get the J's, $200, $220. So I'm like, if you could find yourself a deal for under $100, you can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a little bit, I was finding really good deals.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is wasting a lot of money
here. It's adding up. Are you guys, when it comes to fashion for me, it's more just utilitarian, you know.
I never noticed.
Fishing shirts.
Thought you dressed so nicely.
Jeans, you know, pullovers, you know, that type of stuff. But my son loves to spend money on jackets. He's probably got 50, 60 different jackets in his closet.
Mm.
Like, whether it's denim or leather or this or that. I'm like, why? You just get a jacket.
I used to be like that with hoodies until I moved down here, and I couldn't really wear them as much.
Yeah.
But back then, I used to have a whole bunch of hoodies, about 15 hoodies.
You need like 3 or 4 jackets, period. He's got just everything.
Is the answer for the Texans defensive line?
Yes. Yes, it is.
They're just like, yes, I will take another defensive tackle. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, I will take another one of those.
I would like another one, please. Yes, I would like another one, please.
I will take another one. Mm-hmm. Someone on the text line said, anything on Amazon for less than $30.
Just buy it.
Oh, that seems so dangerous. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine the amount of crap that I would have if it was just like, is it $30?
Yeah. Another one of mine is like the air freshener plugins.
You get those?
I spend way too much money on those.
Really?
I had like 15 of them, like plugins in the house. They all over the house.
Man, your house smells like a floral arrangement.
I want my place to smell like Abercrombie and Fitch as soon as you walk in, man.
Somebody said watch. I know a lot of people that do. They have
a lot of watches. Probably about $20,000 worth of them. That's incredible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cologne.
Cologne is another one that people use.
346 says buying movies at home, cigars and bourbon. Oh yeah, you're squared away there.
Mm-hmm.
shout out to Joel on the Twitch. Just coffee.
There are coffee snobs, man. I've been to homes where they have like 17 different kinds of coffees. You know, the other one, I was thinking about this when you talked about anything under $30. The Amazon thing, the whole picked for you, you know,
they, I don't know what that is.
You know, they like you click on Amazon and based on your search history and whatever, they'll say picked for you. I click on that sucker every time. I'm like, oh, they picked it for me.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think about because I think a lot of people are starting to get to the old school cars comes in. Mm-hmm. Astros and Texans fitted. And someone else said, I'll buy a $50 hat just that I absolutely don't need. I love those people that are just like, I don't know where to put all these hats. I started thinking about what's not only where's the thing that spends all your money, but the thing that you spend way too much on in that moment. And you know what the answer actually is for me? Because I have 6 of these sitting on that have not been used yet, not at all. Candles. I just have an ungodly amount of candles.
Yeah. I'm a candle guy too.
I have way too, and it's like, come on, do you really need having candles? Is good. Having this many candles is a problem, and I haven't even started using them.
A lot of people are in the same boat as Sean, who just texted us another one that he thought of. He gets, I say, quote, I get snookered all the time on funny T-shirts off of Instagram. And once you buy one or two, then all of them start coming up. Yes.
That's the real issue with social media. Mm-hmm. It's now that they have all your data and they're targeting
intuitive,
you. They can figure out exactly what you're going to break out the
moment,
card for.
The moment you pull up like some type of video.
Anything.
You just keep seeing. I keep seeing golden doodles on my timeline now. Because I watched one video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said everything people have mentioned is much better than much cheaper rather than going to a therapist. Just enjoy life. You know what?
Yeah.
I like how you're enabling 409. Mm. I will also enable. Keep doing what you do. Oh, and shout out to the A32 because I actually would love this. They said they have a 1985 Land Cruiser that lives to consume my extra fun money.
Mm-hmm.
So just keeping it going, I'm guessing, putting the money in. But if you enjoy doing that, I imagine if it's just taking you money, that ends up being a lot less fun. Shout out to the collectible folks. Somebody said collectible action figures and then the 832 football, baseball, basketball cards. I'm interested in 832. Do you collect people that you like or are you doing this like investment wise where you're trying to, I'm getting this rookie because I think they'll be good? Because either way, that's a fun way of like being a part of your sports fandom is like, okay,
yeah,
I see that they drafted Jaden Higgins. I'm going to get this, although I don't know if football cards are actually where the money is really, but it's like, I'm going to buy these Higgins cards because I think that he's going to be it.
Yeah.
Or is it just like, I like these guys and I'm going to collect these and it's just for my fun. I'm interested. Hey,
the 281 said prostitutes.
All right. Well, that's where the segment ends.
Hey, get you an OnlyFans, man. Just go to OnlyFans.
Yeah, and be
careful. A little more legal.
Yeah. A lot more legal, in fact, actually, if I have to check. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. We're Thursday Night Football. I should have known that the NFC South would deliver in this way. Let's welcome in B. Scott to talk about that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.